And we'll get going. Welcome to tonight's S2M webinar, all about automation and how to create a hands-free business system. Tonight, we're really going to look at a fascinating possibility, an exciting possibility and capability that's available to each and every one of us when it comes to running our own home-based business or using the internet, modern technology to market products and services to a global audience. And it is really the miracle of automation, the fact that these business processes and systems can be put on autopilot and can literally be managed hands-free. Tonight's webinar is about how to set your business on autopilot. And I'm going to start out by saying that the master key to automation is to simply start everything with the end in view. Start everything with the end in view. That means that as you build your business, I want you to pay special attention to the end results that you envisage. Tonight we're going to look at how we can walk through the customer's experience so that we can experience our own business from the customer's perspective and point of view. And this is a great key towards automating your business, setting it on autopilot and making sure that it can continue running in your absence, should that absence be because you need to go on holiday or because you're busy doing something else. What you don't want to worry about is the collapse of your business system. And so the master key is starting it out with this particular end in view. So when I talk about what it means to have the end in view for you as an independent business owner, and then we're going to look at the three things you can do to automate your business, and these are outsourcing, the use of autoresponders, and the use of fulfillment houses. So here goes, starting with the end in view. I want you to start out, first of all, by answering, at least to yourself, this important question. What exactly are you trying to achieve? So you can ask yourself that question right now. What am I trying to achieve? And ultimately, what you're trying to achieve is freedom. It's independence. That's the reason that people start out on the entrepreneurial trail, is because of the promise and the possibility of freedom. But what does that freedom mean to you and to me? It means at least four things. First of all, it is financial freedom, financial independence, and financial capabilities, the ability to make better choices, the power to choose. This is certainly possible for a home-based entrepreneur in ways that it is not possible for job-dependent people who are in the bottom 90% of their industry's pay scales. So financial freedom is certainly one thing you're trying to achieve, but you're also trying to achieve time freedom, because what you don't want is for your business to simply replace your job in that you're still working 9 to 5, you're still working overtime, you're still working weekends, you're still working when you'd rather be doing something else. And so what you want your business to give you is some time freedom. Now, we're not suggesting that you can be a successful entrepreneur and commit no time to it at all, but what you should be trying to build is a business system that liberates you, that gives you some of your life back, so that you can begin to enjoy the things that you enjoy, so that you can share life with the people that you love, and so that you can work on causes that matter to you even more so than making money. So time freedom is absolutely one of your business objectives. Thirdly is mind freedom. And this is the freedom from worry, from from fear, from anxiety, from all of the negative forces that can cave in on the mind of an entrepreneur, particularly when you feel as though you are responsible for everything that's happening and for all the outcomes. This can be very oppressive to your state of mind. But what you are trying to achieve is the construction, the creation of a business system that actually gives you some peace of mind, that you can pay attention to other things without worrying about serious or negative repercussions because of the flaws in the business system. And then finally, what we're looking for as independent home-based entrepreneurs is the freedom of mobility. That is the freedom to travel, the freedom to not be bound to one particular location. Of course, when I talk about a home-based business or a home-based entrepreneur, I'm really not referring to the geographic spot on earth that is your house or your apartment. I'm referring to a business that can be operated remotely using a computer and a telephone. And that is what gives us freedom of mobility, when our business can be operated from a computer and a telephone. Then of course you can bring these with you anywhere that you go. You can access these in internet cafes around the world, and you can keep your business going whilst you're on the move. So that's what you're trying to achieve. But now let's look at where the rubber meets the road, what the reality is of that is. In order to achieve that sort of success with your business system, you're going to have to automate it. You're going to have to set it on autopilot. And this means automating the business process. Okay, so I want you to think about that phrase, my business processes, because your business is a system and the system goes through a process. The system is a sequence of activities, a sequence of actions designed to generate responses. And in this respect, it is a system and there are processes involved. And what you're going to have to do, if the business is going to give you financial freedom and time freedom and mind freedom and freedom of mobility, is you're going to have to automate the systems and the process in four very particular areas. The first is all of the administrative functions of your business. And of course, you know, when people are ordering from you, paying you in exchange for products and services, entering into agreements with you and you with them, then there's a certain amount of administration that goes with that, a certain amount of paperwork and documentation that needs to be kept on file so that it can be reached and accessed very quickly. There's also a certain amount of documentation that you may have to send out to your customers. And of course, there are records that need to be kept, financial records in particular, customer records, databases. All of these things are part of the back room, the back end of building a business. And it's if the business is going to be liberating to you, then you want to think about ways in which you can automate the back room, the administration of the business. And hopefully, as time goes on, I'm going to give you some good reasons why you should automate the back end of your business. Because if anything has the power to oppress you as an entrepreneur, it is becoming bogged down with paperwork, with records, with reports, with filing that really doesn't express you, doesn't particularly interest you, and is not particularly your field of expertise. But having being bogged down underneath it and feeling as though I have to do this really just turns your business into another job. So an important consideration is to look at how you can automate the administrative processes of your business, whether that's financial records and reporting, whether that is communication with customers, suppliers, etc., etc. And there are ways to do this. The second part of your business process is the marketing itself. It is your connection with prospects and their conversion to customers. How are your prospects connected with? Is it through emails? If you're using any sort of internet marketing, then you will harness the leverage of emails, and you'll use emails and you'll work with a list, and you will coach and guide and educate people into your sales funnel so that they bite into your bait and eventually get hooked on your business, your company, your product, your service. Well, of course, marketing is a wonderful exercise for people who are really interested in that, and fundamentally it is the real business behind whatever business venture you go into. But there are ways to automate the marketing aspects of your business so that certain things happen on autopilot, and that's one of the things we want to explore today, because that will give you a certain amount of freedom. And then thirdly, there's the issue of fulfillment. You know, how do your customers actually get what they've paid for when they pay for it? If it's a physical product, you know, how is it packaged and posted and shipped to the right address? And what happens if it's shipped to the wrong address, or in fact the goods are damaged in transit? How is all of that managed? Where is it manufactured? Where is it stored? And if it is a digital product, you know, how do people access the product, and how do they download the product and make use of it? That's the fulfillment aspects of your business. And this, of course, can and should be fully automated. Again, the number one frustration for independent home business owners is the administration. The second number two frustration is the fulfillment of any physical orders. Stuffing envelopes, licking stamps, and posting and packing and storing items in your garage under the stairs. This is a huge frustration to independent home business owners, and it's a frustration that you need not endure when you understand the power of automation. Now, finally, the final business process that needs to be automated is your customer services. And of course, your customers are going to feel comfortable about buying from you if they have some recourse, if they're able to contact you and make a query or ask a question or make a complaint, or they want to return something, or something is damaged. Who handles those calls? How are those things managed? How do your customers feel secure and comfortable in doing business with you? This will require customer services, and this again is a feature of your business that can be automated so that it operates on autopilot, hands-free, liberates you to do what you really want to do. So that's what automation means. And remember from the previous slide, you know, if you're trying to achieve freedoms in these four areas, then bear in mind that you will need to build a business system that delivers this sort of freedom to you, and that will require automation in at least these four features, functions, and processes of your business. Now, of course, all of that is easier said than done. And I suppose the real question now is, well, you know, how do I automate my admin? How do I automate my marketing? How do I automate my fulfillment? How do I automate my customer services? You know, how do I do that? And which aspects of admin need to be automated? Well, the answer to this question is that it all starts with a mental journey. And I'm going to challenge you now to go on a mental journey. And in your mental journey, what you have to do is literally walk through your business in both directions. Walk through your business in both directions. Now, this is a mental exercise, and any time that you spend doing this exercise will be time well spent. Any time that you invest in doing this exercise will save you a lot of time in the long run. Any time that you invest in doing this exercise thoroughly will literally yield monetary returns to you. It will literally add that amount of value to you. And so here's what we mean by walking through it in both directions. We mean you need to walk into your business as if you were the customer. And then, of course, you need to walk out of your business towards the customer as the business owner that you are. But you got to start with the customer experience. You got to literally get into the mind of your customer and imagine that you are a total stranger that comes across your own website. That you are a total stranger that happens to get one of your emails. That you are a total stranger that happens to see one of your postcards, printed postcards that you've given out in an exhibition. That you are a total stranger that has suddenly become aware of your company. Now that you're the total stranger who's suddenly become aware, you can now begin to walk through the experience, and particularly the experience of them becoming interested, them signing up to your email list, or signing up for a free download, taking advantage of the bait that you've offered them, and right on to the conversion, to the follow-up emails that convert them or that direct them towards a main offer site where they're going to make a purchase, and then the actual making of the purchase, the receipt of the product, and their experience with the product. This is not an exercise that can be done quickly, but you literally have to go on a mental journey as if you were your own customer and walk through every stage of the experience. And what you need to come out with, what you need to come out of that mental journey with, is a list of customer experiences. Now, this is very simple. You simply take a blank sheet of paper and you begin to list every experience of the customer, as we were doing, okay? Sees the website, receives the email, clicks the link, signs up for the free e-course, the free ebook, joins my mailing list, gets the first email, 3 days later gets the second email. Whatever the case is, you got to make a list of all of these experiences so that you know everything your customer is going to experience. And if you want to get really creative, then you can even go through a mental journey of potential risks in that journey. You can begin to notice where things could go wrong and what could go wrong and why it could go wrong. Because when you're thinking like that, you are really thinking like a skillful entrepreneur that means business and that means to make progress and that means to achieve your goal. And like I said, any time that you invest in this exercise will pay you dividends, rewards, and real monetary returns, because this is ultimately customer orientation, and this is what it means by starting your business with the end in view. So create that list of customer experiences. Then the next thing you should do, right over in this right hand quadrant here, is that you turn that list into a customer roadmap. Okay, because you know initially when you're going through the list, you know, things may come up that are just not in the right sequence. But then I want you to take your list and sequence it out so that you now actually have a roadmap for the customer. So you can actually see where the customer moves from A to B to C, D, E, F, G. Stage 1, stage 2, stage 3, stage 4, stage 5. And you'll actually begin to appreciate this journey of the customer. Now remember, the reason we're doing this is because we want to automate the business in at least 4 areas. We want the administration to be well automated. We want the marketing to be set on autopilot. We want the fulfillment to just be amazing. And of course, we want good customer support. So create the customer roadmap until you are clear about each encounter that the customer is going to have with your company. And then, of course, you're now going to walk through the business in the opposite direction. Instead of being the customer coming in, you're going to be the entrepreneur going out. You're going to be the marketeer going out. But you sort of know what to do now because you know what the customer experiences on the way in. So what you can do now is tweak that by simply deciding what experience you want the customer to have at every stage of their journey. What exactly do you want the customer to experience during each stage of the journey? So, when they sign up for your ebook or to join your mailing list, what should happen next? And if you decide that really they should get a welcome email that says, thank you ever so much for joining my mailing list. We're going to share with you the very best ideas for this, that, the other, whatever your niche is. And we're not going to be, you know, selling at you. I really want to help you, support you, share knowledge with you. And if that's the experience you decide you want them to have, then make a note of that. Right up alongside the customer's roadmap. I want them to get this email at this junction when they sign up. Okay? And then, you know, the following week, is there something else you want them to experience? Or the following day? What else, you know, once they've read your free report, is there something else you'd like to say to them? And of course there is. You know, I'm sure if you go through this journey mentally, you know, they've read the report, now they're hungry, now their appetite has been inflamed, and now they're more than curious, they're absolutely interested. What do you want to say to them at that point? You want to say, now, I know you've been exposed to a lot of useful information, but if you really want to make it happen, then you need to click here and go here, and you need to get this entire system because it will explain the A to Z of how you can put into practice what you've just been reading in my free report. Now, if you decide that that's what you want the customer to experience, then make a note of that. I want them to receive an email 2 or 3 days after they've read my report, or the next day after they've read my report, encouraging them to go to my main offer site. And then, you know, how many emails do you want to send? Do you want to keep sending emails for 7 weeks, 12 weeks? You want to keep sending the emails for 7 consecutive days? What do you want to do? Once you decide, just make a note of it by the customer's roadmap. Because now you know what you want the customer to experience. And of course, that was just the email marketing. You know, you can apply this to every aspect of the customer's journey. Their invoicing, their receipts, their statements, their contracts, their agreements. You know, at what stage are they supposed to get this? At what stage is it supposed to happen? Make a note of it in the roadmap. And then simply pre-create that experience. Pre-create that experience. And that really is the key to understanding automation, understanding the need to automate, and understanding what exactly needs to be automated. Because if your business bottlenecks at you, if it bottlenecks with your behavior, if it bottlenecks with your mood, if it bottlenecks with your ability, then you're going to be losing potentially thousands of pounds and hundreds of customers, all because you failed to automate the business. Outsourcing. I want to talk about outsourcing, because outsourcing is the smart way to do business, particularly for independent home-based entrepreneurs. It has increasingly become the smart way to do business for medium-sized and large enterprises. In fact, there are many global corporations that use outsourcing as a strategy for achieving saving costs, for greater efficiency, etc., etc. So we're going to talk about outsourcing and what it means for you as an independent entrepreneur. And here it goes. Outsourcing means using another company to carry out specific functions of your business. That means hiring, contracting, or employing another company, a company that specializes in that particular service, to carry out specific functions of your business. Typically, when it comes to independent home-based entrepreneurs, things like an office response, a receptionist service, a mailing address, and a full-time receptionist can literally be outsourced by various office response and virtual office service providers. Okay. Thankfully, I didn't sneeze into my microphone, and this is really good for all of you that are very concerned about certain flus. Now, the second thing that typically gets outsourced by independent entrepreneurs is the admin. And this means that there are companies and individuals who are happy to take on board basic administrations for you. Practically every office response company and practically every virtual office service provider will provide an administrative function, including sending and receiving emails, responding to queries and inquiries, and keeping financial records and sending out invoices and even pursuing late payments. These are all functions of your business that can be fully outsourced. Now, we're going to discuss the pricing in just a minute, but this function of your business, the admin itself, can be outsourced using a virtual office service provider. So you can just Google virtual offices, office response, call centers, and if you Google these, a list of service providers in this area will come up. Your job is to read their literature carefully, perhaps call them up, talk it through with them, discuss your needs, look at their prices, compare prices, and decide on which service best suits you. And also decide on whether or not you actually need this sort of office response, admin, virtual office service at all. I recommend that you let the business and its growth force you into these things, rather than that you lay out lots of money for these things only to find that you've still got to tweak your business strategy because you're not getting the influx of inquiries and orders that you thought you would. And so it's important that you get the information, that you have the conversations with the relevant companies, so that as and when you want to outsource your administration, your office duties, then you can do this. And of course, these companies provide an excellent service, a very seamless service, so it looks and feels as though your customer is calling a big company, not a small company. And they are put through to you wherever you are in the world, and many other things that can be done on your behalf by a virtual office service provider. What about telesales? Well, Again, you can just type in telesales outsourcing. If your business model relies on telesales, perhaps you are selling seminars, perhaps you're delivering seminars, and you want to make sure that all the tickets are sold and all the seats are sold out. Well, typically, seminar companies will provide a telesales company with a list of prospects and their phone numbers, and their agents will go to work day and night calling these people, using their sales skills in order to sell tickets to your event. There are many other ways in which telesales companies can serve your business, but this of course beats you sitting down with the phone from morning to night, 7 days a week, making phone calls and having to deal with the rejections that come up because you call too late or you call too early. And then, of course, there's design. A lot of companies are outsourcing their design. Instead of employing an in-house designer for posters, for postcards, for websites, etc., they are outsourcing. Many of them are outsourcing overseas, offshore, and we'll talk about that in just a moment, where it's cheap. They're using services like Elance. We've spoken quite a bit about Elance.com that you can go to, where people are bidding for work, designers are bidding for work, and so this is a function of your business that you can outsource. If you're struggling with manipulating HTML documents or working with certain web templates or even using some of the really easier sort of cut and paste web design packages, and you just don't feel like you have time for that, well, if you've got some money, you can outsource these functions, and this means sourcing a designer that can work within your budget and to your specifications. And then, of course, call centers. If you're running any mass media campaigns, if you are using the radio to advertise, if you are using television to advertise, if you're advertising in magazines, if you are using articles that are appearing in magazines, columns in newspapers, and you expect large volumes of calls, then you can outsource that function to a call center, which really does beat, you know, answering your mobile en route to the bathroom, or, you know, asking the kids to be quiet because you're on the phone. Very unprofessional, and what you want to do is outsource this. And over here on the right side, we look at the benefits of outsourcing. And the benefits of outsourcing are as follows. Number one, it is cheaper. I mean, just please consider the cost of leasing or renting an office space, putting a desk in it, putting a chair in it, putting a phone line in it, and not just a phone line, but a phone system that can store voicemails, and then hiring a person to sit at the phone from 9 to 5 answering queries and taking notes, and then putting you through and emailing things to you. Just imagine the cost of that. The cost of that is literally thousands per month in terms of the overheads you will have created and the initial outlay, you know, office furniture, office equipment, and all of the other resources necessary to run an office. And then there's the actual staff. So that cost runs into thousands per month, whereas to outsource will only cost you hundreds per month, and the lower end of hundreds per month. In many cases, you can outsource these functions for £100 or £200 a month, and maybe a little more, maybe a little less, depending on what sort of service you require. But the saving is enormous. So not only is the saving enormous, not only is it cheaper to outsource, it is more efficient, meaning that whereas you and your staff will not be dedicated to answering the phones, to these customer inquiries, etc., etc., the companies that you employ, the outsourcing service providers, their teams are dedicated to that. and they are fully equipped for that, and they're highly resourced for that, and they're trained for that. And so they're going to be a lot more efficient in terms of how they deal with these particular issues. And then, of course, there is the image. The other benefit is the image that outsourcing gives of your operation, because technically you're an independent entrepreneur, an independent marketer, working from home, working from your computer, working from a telephone, but you want to give the impression, the image of being an established company, a red brick company. Well, you can provide the feel good factor of a red brick company by outsourcing these key functions, so that your customer's experience is always professional, your customer's experience is always very, very solid and substantial, and they don't have to endure the trauma of calling you direct whilst you are trying to get the kids into the car, or whilst you are otherwise engaged in matters domestic. You don't really want to be taking professional business calls. So this gives a much better image, and particularly in the areas of fulfillment as well. You know, when it comes to fulfilling or shipping out physical products, you want to know that this is going to be done on time, that this is going, that these things are going to be, these items are going to be packaged properly, posted correctly, that the proper records are going to be kept in terms of the tracking of the post, etc., etc. And of course, this gives a lot of comfort to your customers and gives them the reassurance necessary to promote your business to their own family and friends. And then perhaps the greatest benefit of outsourcing is your ability to change your mind and to change contracts and to change providers without having to go through a barrage of company law. Okay? When you employ someone to do a task, okay, what you can't do is just decide, well, I just don't want you anymore, because they have rights. You know, employees have rights, they have legal rights, legal protections, and you have to have very good reason to dismiss an employee. But when it comes to a outsourced service provider, if you're unhappy with the service, you can warn them once, you can warn them twice, if you're a really patient person. And if you don't like the service that you're experiencing, you can simply switch service providers very seamlessly. Very seamlessly. Okay? Now, and someone's probably saying, well, look, you know, if I have a phone number with a particular call center, you know, how can I change call centers seamlessly? Well, it's very simple. You don't use their phone number. You use a phone number that you purchase for yourself, for your company. And of course, you can look this up. You just Google, purchase my own phone number. Okay? And a lot of the office response type people will try to sell you a phone number. But these are phone numbers that you can redirect to any phone number, landline, mobile, anywhere in the world. You can redirect them so that on all of your material you say, contact our customer service department on 0845 da 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 da. Okay, now that's your number. Okay, now you redirect that number to your call center who's going to handle the customer services, or you redirect a number to the company that's handling your finances and your administration, so that people, you're always in control. You can seamlessly change service providers whilst keeping your numbers and keeping everything else entirely intact. So the power to change comes with outsourcing. Autoresponders. And I'm not going to spend a lot of time on autoresponders because it's something that we spent quite a bit of time on before. An autoresponder is technically a piece of software that generates an automatic response to a sign-up box. Okay, so whenever you see a sign up box, you know, sign up here, enter your name and email address here, please fill out this form. What is actually happening to that information is that it is going into an autoresponder. And what the autoresponder is going to do is generate an automatic response. And so what you want is to automate your business, and particularly the marketing aspects of your business. The best way to do this is by using autoresponders. So let's just think about what we've said so far. You can automate the back end of the business by outsourcing. You can automate the marketing through the use of autoresponders. There are four steps here. First, sign up to an autoresponder service provider. So, you know, get an autoresponder account like Aweber.com. But Aweber.com, MonsterResponse.com, ConstantContact.com. These are email management companies that are specifically designed for people who want to practice email marketing. And what they'll provide for you is this autoresponder service. And how it works is, very simply, that you pre-write your emails based on the customer's journey. Okay? So, remember, we have this roadmap of our customer's experience with us. And we look at this roadmap and we start generating, writing emails, messages we'd like to send them at different points. Because we know what experience we want the customer to have. So we pre-write the emails. Or pre-load up the emails. Or if you're using perhaps a PLR product that is an e-course. In fact, at the next weekend workshop where we look at information marketing in more detail, we'll talk a lot more about how you can buy very inexpensively, or even source without any expense, a lot of email marketing resources, including a series of sales letters that you can edit and upload into your autoresponder. So, pre-write your emails based on the customer's journey. Then, number three, load up your emails and put them in sequence. So load them up into your system. Put them in sequence. Tell the autoresponder what to send first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth, 11th, 12th. How many days apart you want each thing to be sent. So that the minute someone fills out your form online, you know, first name and email address, or name, address, phone number, email, website, whatever it is, the minute they fill out your form, they are going to get a welcome thank you email. They're going to get a follow-up email that's going to have a link in it to the main offer site. They're going to have downloads. You're going to give them a free download link. You're going to put it all inside your emails. But you've already done it up front, so that you know that as many people as sign up are going to have this experience for the next 7 weeks, 12 weeks, 12 months, 12 days, however long you want to keep your campaign going. You can even tell some of the autoresponders when to stop sending these emails. Okay? And so that whole aspects of your marketing can be fully automated using autoresponder. So I would advise that once you sign up with an autoresponder, an email management system, which is relatively inexpensive, that you should spend time simply practicing and testing, practicing and testing, practicing and testing. Don't feel under pressure to immediately learn how everything works or to try to make it work straight away. Watch any video tutorials that come with it. Listen to any audio tutorials that come with it. Read any PDF user guides that come with it. And get your mind around the autoresponder till you are comfortable with it, till you understand how it works. pre-write your emails, load the emails up, sequence them, and then finally generate a sign-up box. How the autoresponder works is that it gives you a box. It gives you a box, typically in the HTML code. When I say a box, let's call it a form, okay? You can design a form in your email service provider software, you know, AWeber, Monster Response, Constant Contact. You can design a form, and that form will be linked to all these automatic emails, and what they will do then is they'll give that form back to you as a piece of HTML code. You cut and copy. You highlight and copy, or highlight and cut. And then you paste that code into your website. It will show up as the form, as a sign-up box, or as a form in your website. But what you'll know is that whenever someone enters their details into that form, they will automatically begin to receive a series of follow-up emails. That's the power of autoresponders. And then finally, let me talk about fulfillment houses. Fulfillment houses are absolutely ingenious, and they're absolutely critical for people who are marketing a physical product. If you're marketing a physical product, that's something that needs to be packaged and posted and shipped to a particular address anywhere in the world, then a fulfillment house is your key to automation. If you don't use a fulfillment house, then what you're going to have is a lot of stock in your house, in your flat, in your garage. Every time an order comes through, you're going to have to package it, post it, track it, or you're going to have to pay someone to do that for you from home. And of course, when you first start out, if there's not that many orders, then fine. But once the orders start coming fast and hard, you will benefit immensely from the use of a fulfillment house. Likewise, if you value your freedom of mobility, then you will outsource all the fulfillments of your physical products to a fulfillment house. Now, you can simply Google fulfillment houses and the list will come up. Again, do your research, look at what each house has to offer, compare prices, shop around until you find something that suits your idea, suits your market, and suits your pocket. The beautiful thing with fulfillment houses is that you are typically charged a setup fee, and thereafter you are charged per transaction, which means that you don't pay them until you get paid. And so that's partly what makes this so ingenious, is that the outlay is very limited. Unless you want to use their warehouse space and you want to hire some warehouse space to store your physical products, which may or may not be the case, as we'll see. Not only do fulfillment houses fulfill orders, but in some cases they can actually manufacture the product. They can actually make the product to order. So if it is a book or a manual, many of your print-on-demand services operate a fulfillment service, so that when an order comes in, they simply print the book to order and ship it out for you. They take their costs from what has already been paid. And so you're not paying for it, the customer is paying for it. The same is true of audios. Many print-on-demand services and fulfillment houses will press and print audios. They will print books, press audios, create packages that you have designed, and they'll make them to order and ship them out when the order comes in, so that you're not dealing with warehouse space, you're not dealing with all of this storage, you're dealing with a fulfillment house. Now, the key to making this work is that you sign up with a fulfillment house. Remember, Google the houses, check them out, Okay, don't worry too much about geographic location because it really doesn't matter, unless all of your customers are, you know, in a particular geographic location. Then you may save postage costs by being local. But sign up with a fulfillment house. You know, you'll pay an initial setup fee, and they'll ask you lots of questions, and there'll be lots of forms to fill out because they want to make sure that they're delivering on your behalf and that they're delivering to your specifications and standards. So there's some of them operate a customer service hotline where people have problems with their delivery can call them and get the matter resolved. And so they want to make sure they're representing your company well. So fill out the forms, go through the setup stage, pay the setup fee if you're expecting to ship lots of physical products. And then if they are not manufacturing the product, but they're storing the products for you, then of course you need to store the products with them, because what you don't want is the fulfillment house getting orders coming in from your website. Orders coming in from your website and they can't find you, and there's no stock. Okay, so what you want to do is you do a bit of stock checking and make sure that you have a minimum number of items with your fulfillment house, and that once you reach a certain figure, you top up automatically. And then, of course, ensure that online orders are automatically forwarded to them. So it's very important that they get the order the same time that you get the order. And this is a very simple forwarding feature. You can forward emails that come to you. Almost every and any email service provider, internet service provider, will provide a forward function, an automatic forward function, so that things can be automatically forwarded. Often your merchant bank will have a feature in it that says to do with notifications. You know, who do we notify in the event that a payment has been received? Well, you can put the email address for your fulfillment house there likewise. And so what this means is now that you're on holiday, someone comes across your website and they say, well, there's a free offer, you fill out this form. So they fill out the form, they get the free offer, it's downloaded, it's a digital product, they're redirected to a download page, they download, they read it, they like it. And no sooner have they read it, there's another email from you, thank you for downloading my free report. Which gives you, you know, some useful insights into the world of. But if you really want to take it to the next level, then click here, because I have this special offer for a limited time only, and I'm throwing in this massive bonus with it. So click here. And of course you're on holiday now, so they've gotten this email, they've clicked there. They've read it and said, no, I'm not sure if I want to buy it. But lo and behold, 2 days later, another email comes and says, if you haven't gotten your copy yet, da-da-da. They click, they go back to it, they read it, they like it, they order it, they pay for it. But it's a physical product, and you're on holiday. But it's okay, because the order has been forwarded to your fulfillment house, who immediately either print the book on demand or take it off of the warehouse shelf, pack it together with the audios, package it, and they post it out. They post it out, something gets damaged in transit. The customer calls, not you, but the fulfillment house calls one of your numbers that redirects them to the fulfillment house or to your customer care or to your admin, to your office response. They take note of it. They ship out a new product and they arrange for the old to come back in. All of this has happened on autopilot while you have been in the sun. The key is to create a business system that can deliver that to you. And that's going to require some entrepreneurial tenacity, some fortitude, some determination to be free. And it means that in your setup stage, that you set up these systems so that your business can operate on autopilot and you are free to do the things that matter to you the most.